So we have a couple other predictions to get to from both last year and then your predictions coming up for 2012. We'll do all those coming up in just a moment. And there is one more big giant hit. Got to give some credit to folks out there who get it right. We'll see whether yours will be right this time next year for 2012. Next, we'll get you an open line on Coast to Coast. This is Ian Punnett. Well, we're hearing from a lot of the usual suspects whenever we have open lines on Coast to Coast, people that love to get on the air. And yet we're also hearing from some people who are first-time predictors, too, on Coast to Coast. And we'll get to more of those in just a moment. Tony in Bethlehem, this time last year, predicted that an informant would come forward and lead to the capture of Osama bin Laden. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't the capture so much, but it certainly was the death of Osama bin Laden. There will be tremendous media circus. There was. But the informant part was interesting because I remember at the time, Fred Burton, who's a frequent guest here on Coast to Coast, he had said that in what his analysis was, that the key information about Osama bin Laden must have been provided by an asset on the ground. There was lots of other electronic stuff going on, and we still don't know everything. The government hasn't, you know, told us everything, and likely never will, one way or another, about the Osama bin Laden story. However, I think you have to give Tony his props for that. It was a good prediction. Glenn in Wyoming said 2011 will have a big uptick in the number of people using alternative media, like Coast to Coast AM, due to discontent with mainstream media. Sure. Always. George in Kansas City said an undersea volcano will take out much of Italy. Yeah, that didn't happen. Dominic in Clarendon, England said in February, a male member of the cast of Jersey Shore will suffer fatal or near fatal accident related to alcohol and high speed. No, they're all still with us. Marie in Waldport, Oregon said Obama, to save the union, we'll have a jubilee year, a year of forgiveness of debt, and pardon all debt and nonviolent crimes. Didn't happen. Jim in Calgary said Facebook will double the number of online users by the end of the year. Yeah, it didn't happen. But it went up. I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying it went up. It went up big, but not that. Jeremy in Placerville, California said the U.S. dollar will hit rock bottom in 2011 and will inflation will be rampant. I'm kind of on the fence on that, but I don't rock bottom. It's not rock bottom. Inflation is not rampant. We had an amazing Christmas season. I mean, the holiday season saving retail this year single-handedly. That one season has just been so much more than analysts were predicting. So it makes me feel like inflation part may be over. But he went on to say the only trade possible will be through Mark of the Beast RFID chips. Yeah, that didn't happen. Mike said, oh, the Oakland Raiders guy. He was all about the Oakland Raiders last year. Big surprise. And he's all for the Oakland Raiders this year. Sam in Hilton Head said anarchy by the end of the year because of a disaster or a tsunami on the East Coast. No, but there was some anarchy, a little bit. I mean, the Occupy Wall Street people were trying to do their part for some anarchy, but it didn't happen. We still have a few more predictions if you haven't heard yours yet from last year, especially if you're a last-hour guest on Coast to Coast. Kurt is in Puyallup, Washington on Coast to Coast. Am I pronouncing that right? I've always wondered, Kurt.
Puyallup, Washington.
Puyallup. Okay, I was close enough. Yeah, I see that in print all the time, and I sit there and I sound it out for 2 minutes. So,
I'm surprised how many people know about Puyallup, Washington.
Yeah, it pops up now and again. So, Kurt, what's your prediction for 2012?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of major volcanic activity worldwide, at least three major eruptions in populated areas. I think there's going to be a real uptick in activity everywhere, maybe probably some major ocean eruptions as well.
Define populated area. What do you mean by that?
Like Japan.
Around a city?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Requiring evacuations.
Okay, requiring evacuations. Thank you, Kurt. That's his prediction. How about yours? Amanda is in Missouri on Coast to Coast. Amanda? Or no, you're in Mississippi. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm in Michigan.
Oh, gosh. Go ahead. Okay. I'm sorry, Amanda. Just got to put on my glasses.
I have a prediction about the North Korean leader's son.
Okay.
The only reason I believe that it might come true is because the first part of the dream that it came from came true. And my prediction is that there will be an assassination attempt against him, but I don't think that it'll happen. I don't think that it'll work correctly. But my dream was that there was this, like, heavyset man, and to summarize, these people were coming to assassinate him, and it was because he had too much power on both sides of his family. One side was Russian, and the other side was Koreans. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I see on the news that the Russian leader had died, and then that the North Korean leader had died. And I don't even watch the news regularly.
Okay. Interesting. Thank you. Appreciate that on Coast to Coast. And that's a very specific prediction we'll know this year. William is in Madison, Wisconsin on Coast to Coast. William?
Yeah, fast comment first. You know, you're rather naive. You're a good man. But, you know, to think that people who are unemployed can by themselves find jobs in today's America. That
yeah.
is impossible. And
I
for
guess
you to
so.
Try to give hope to these nice people,
I should have given him no hope whatsoever, Will. I should have agreed with him, Will. I should have said, you've got no hope, young man. You're right.
Just be
you
honest,
will never get a job in 2012.
Anyway, here's my
No. You're not going to flame me on this, William.
Okay,
chill out. I'm putting you on hold for a second. Everybody should have hope, and you can get jobs. You have a right to say you think he won't have hope. He doesn't have any hope and he should have no hope. You have that right if that's how you feel, too. But you can't claim it's naive of me to think that you can get work, because I know people who are getting work all the time. I know people who lost jobs in 2010 who are getting rehired. Sometimes they're getting calls back from their old places and they don't want to go back there. So things are better. And people can get work. And it's not naive to think that it's good to encourage people to be hopeful that the year coming up will be better than the one they left behind. Now, if you want to make a prediction, make it fast, because you're giving me a very itchy trigger finger. Okay?
Hopefully you don't have a bullet in it. Anyway, Rahm Emanuel, the sugar daddy and controller of President Obama, will try to become America's Stalin. And he will, behind the scenes, try to take away the guns from Americans by keeping the wolf on the endangered list so that there will be less game to hunt, so that the families can't teach children to use their guns, and that there will therefore be, with no guns in the homes, very easy attempt at takeover of America to make America a Zionist police
okay.
state.
All right, so now your anti-Semitism comes out. So I'm gonna end it here. And Rahm Emanuel is gonna do all of that as mayor of Chicago. Let's go to Nina, who's in Normal, Illinois, on Coast to Coast. Nina?
Yes, I have. First, I heard you talking about Donald Trump. Maybe later on in the season. Jumping in there to run for president.
That's what he's saying. After
he don't have a prayer.
After the apprentice season is over.
When he gets a couple hundred votes and that's all he gets, he might as well hang it up. But anyway, that's my thought.
Well,
now,
there was a poll on Fox News that asked how many people would vote for Donald Trump if he ran, and it was not pretty. So, I think you're in good standing.
An insult to the White House, okay?
Anyway,
my prediction is they were claiming that this year sales were up during Christmas time.
Yep.
With the foreclosure that's all been going on with the homes throughout the United States, I predict that that's going to get worse, and with the sales being up at Christmas time, I believe that everybody went out and pulled out the plastic. And now they're not going to be able to pay for it. And
well, you may be right. Yeah, you may be right.
The banks are going to be falling apart.
You may be right. I don't know.
Be able to pay for it.
Well, that's entirely possible. I mean, that certainly is a pattern every year. Is that people, you know, they panic when the bills show up, and maybe that's true. It didn't happen last year though, and so that was what the analysts I was looking at were saying, is that people seem to be buying more as a sign of having more confidence, but they can be overconfident and pay for it in the long run. Tom is in Mississippi on Coast to Coast. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I appreciate you letting me on. Can I say something about hope? Just 1 second. I mean,
sure.
I knew a guy, well, read about him. He bought a popcorn machine up here in Memphis, Tennessee, and he went on to own one of the largest hotel chains in America. Is called Holiday Inn. So, I mean, there is hope out there.
I think we still have opportunity, and I think we
absolutely.
Just have to. And sometimes we have two or three failures before we have one big success. So.
You got it. But anyway, my predictions, I've got one. We're going to find oil that's going to be enough to last 500 years. I don't know whether it's during the process of finding that oil or not, but we're going to find a whole new species of human beings during this next year. I don't know whether it's connected or not. Something told me it was connected to the finding of the oil, but anyway.
I always love it. This is the show that tracks the discovery of new species all the time. So when they happen, we love to report them. And wouldn't that be interesting if they were tied together? A little bit like the movie The Abyss, at least in one respect. And we'll just have to wait for 2012. And we'll check back this time tonight, a year from now. Catherine is in Sacramento, California, on Coast to Coast. Catherine?
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be an election in November.
Really?
Yeah, I think that Obama's going to declare martial law slightly before the elections are to take place. And I don't know if it's going to be because there's the occupiers will be rioting or whatever, but for some reason, Obama will declare martial law and no elections will be held.
Boy, that would be interesting. I've heard that prediction of, you know, every year somebody says that about elections, and one of these years it may be true, but they used to say that about President Bush all the time, and that he would use that excuse about Homeland Security or something and declare martial law. I think the biggest revolution in this country, the biggest pushback would come if elections got canceled. I think the country would go nuts.
Yeah, we'd be in the streets.
I don't think the country would sit still for it. So, but we'll watch and we'll know. In this case, you know, we've got 11 months to go. It all starts on Tuesday, right, with the caucuses or the primary for in general and the caucus in particular in Iowa. And I'll be really watching this. I'm really curious to see how that's going to go. Jeff is in La Quinta, California on Coast to Coast. Jeff?
Hey, Ian. Thank you very much for taking my call.
And you.
I have a couple of predictions, but my first comment is, you know, I've got 2 college degrees. I was in the Navy and the Army, and I was laid off, and I've taken this opportunity to spend time with my 83-year-old mother who's by herself. And look at it as an opportunity to kind of take a deep breath and enjoy my family versus the stress of going out and getting a job. Now, of course, I saved a little money while I was working. But
I think that's what we can all do all the time. We have to look at these as opportunities because you would never get that time back with your mom later on. And let's hope that she's here forever with us. But in the event that she passes someday, you would look back on this time and you go, oh, I wish I'd spent more time with her then, instead of fretting and blowing the opportunity.
Right. And I just try to make her life as happy as possible. My first prediction is that I think there's going to be indisputable evidence that we are being visited. I mean, evidence that can't be shuffled along. And, I mean, actually, I already think it's out there. But, I mean, I'm thinking that something's going to transpire that it's actually going to have to be looked at versus kind of like made fun of, like they make fun of Roswell.
Okay. Right. Okay.
And that's my one prediction. My second prediction is that President Obama is going to have a golf crippling knee injury like Tiger Woods, and it's going to sideline him until after the presidency when he'll have all the time in the world to rehab and get his game back on track.
That's funny. All right. Well, that's very interesting. Apparently, his jump shot needs some work too. So maybe those are tied together. Michael is in Albany, New York, for the annual prediction show on Coast to Coast. Michael?
Hello?
Hey, you're on.
Hello?
You're on. This is your chance. 2012.
Oh. Deacon?
Yes, sir.
I wasn't sure I was getting you. How are you?
I'm well. Go ahead. What's your prediction for 2012?
The commodities have been going from food and to water, and the next commodity is the air we breathe. I wouldn't be surprised they start selling tanks for us to stay alive.
In 2012?
Yep.
Okay. Selling tanks for us to stay alive. Chris is in Oklahoma on Coast to Coast as we get ready for one last round on the way next half hour. Chris?
Yes.
Your prediction for 2012?
My prediction is, you know how Facebook is pretty much dominating the social networking?
Right.
I work for a Google affiliate because they tried to kind of take them out with Google Plus. And I look for a Google affiliate to kind of knock them off.
Well, when Facebook's going to go public coming up, and that will be interesting to see whether they've timed that out or waited too long, because there are some competitors coming. And with social media, it's always about the next big thing. So Facebook, I mean, is it grandfathered in to always be number one, to always be at the top? Did it just hit it just right, and there's people just using it just in the same way that they don't want to try something else? That's a good question, Chris, and we'll see what happens in 2012. Well, Jim in Calgary was the one who made that prediction that Facebook will have doubled the number of online users by the end of the year. That didn't take place, but we do have a couple more predictions in 2011 that we're using to wrap up here as we're looking ahead to both to 2012 and tomorrow night for another round of your predictions. It was Michael in Eugene, Oregon, who said that Coast to Coast AM in 2011 would become the number one talk show in the world. We agree. Jeremiah in Westminster, Colorado, said Jesus will return on a date adding up to 666. Not that we know of, Jeremiah, but you are from Colorado, so maybe you were thinking of Tim Tebow. And I haven't added up all the points scored by the Broncos this year, but wouldn't that be interesting at the end of the season if that added up to Rosemary in Philadelphia said Oprah will be outed as a lesbian or will come out on her own. Unless you ask the National Enquirer. And then Randy in New York said Obama will step down from office as well as the House and the Senate. There will be a new constitution in the second revolution of 2011. Well, didn't happen. But, you know, change is afoot in 2012. What do you think the change will be? We'll find out. We'll go over our last few remaining predictions from 2011 on the annual prediction show on Coast to Coast. In for George Norrie, this is Ian Punnett. So here we go, heading into the last half hour of part one. If you didn't get through tonight, try tomorrow night for the annual prediction show. And we'll share both the last couple of predictions for 2011 and what you're seeing ahead in 2012 in just a second. Remember, if you have Coast Insider, you can go back and listen to any hour, any time, any show, in any way that you need it, too. I'm on a smartphone, on a computer. The flexibility is all yours. And we have these wonderful chats and other fun stuff, and the price is great. So go online, take a look, coasttocoastam.com, and become a Coast Insider for 2012 as well. So remember to sign up for these Twitter feeds. I've been having a good time with this, and it's been fun to keep in touch with people tonight. I've been responding to everybody who sends me the direct messages at Deacon Punnett. That's DEACONPUNNETT if you're on Twitter. And if you're not, join it and come and have fun. And we'll stay in touch that way in the year ahead. Coming up tomorrow night will be my last regularly scheduled Saturday night. There may be some reason for fill-in or something, but I'll be cutting down to once a month. This was something which I had to do back in September. It took a while for us to make an announcement about it, but I've developed a particularly heinous case of tinnitus. And it's just a ringing that never goes away. 24/7, I wake up from it. It wrecks my dreams sometimes. It's just dang loud. And I've had some hearing loss with that, too. And then on top of that, I had had this massive headache, which had been sort of haunting me. We thought it was tinnitus related. It may not be. It may be, in fact, just a coincidental thing. So that's been treated, and I'm feeling pretty good about that. So I'm optimistic about 2012. And I hear that coming up soon, right now they're doing trials in Germany of a new treatment. Got mentioned a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about the brain, but this new electronic treatment for tinnitus could end up sort of rebooting that part of the brain that monitors hearing, and therefore the brain would sort of reconnect with only the good hearing cells, disregarding the bad ones, the ones that are causing the tinnitus. And that will be very interesting. They can't do the testing on humans in this country because of the regulations. But they can do it in Europe. And so far, from what I've heard, the success is 4 for 4, the people who are suffering to the people who are cured. So stand by for that. That could be something big in 2012 for the hundreds of thousands of returning soldiers, men and women, who are suffering from tinnitus as a result of engagement in Iraq and Afghanistan. Be good to get it gone once and for all. And we'll get to your calls coming up next on Coast to Coast. This is Ian Punnett. Well, if we hustle, we can get them all in before the top of the hour. And that brings us to Marshall in Yellow Springs, Ohio, on Coast to Coast. Marshall?
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Doing all right. What do you think is going to happen in 2012?
Well, two things for sure. One, there's going to be probably some kind of significant economic situation, like a recession again.
Okay.
And number two, there's probably going to be another significant Middle East-related event. And when I say that, I mean akin to, for example, 11 years before that, there was 9/11. 11 years before that, there was the invasion of Kuwait by Iraq. 11 years before that, there was the Iranian hostage crisis. So we're going to have something like that happen again. This 11-year cycle seems to go back to, like, 1968. Hmm. And in 1968, the event that took place was for the first time the U.S. sold major weapon systems, like, for example, jet fighter planes and stuff like that, to Israel. And that ticked off a whole bunch of Arab countries over there, because we've never done anything like that ever before. And since then, it was in this 11-year cycle where I just rattled off the events backwards, you know. Hmm. And so I think it's going to happen again for 2012.
All right. That's interesting. I like the justification, giving some thought to that. Curtis is in North Pole, Arkansas, on Coast to Coast, west of the Rockies. Curtis?
Chaplain, we're going to miss you. Get well.
Thank you.
Vikings, go to and win the Super Bowl.
In 2012.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. Even just saying Vikings, I started laughing. I hope you're right. Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be for once.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I'll just be happy to win the division again. I'll just take a little baby steps here, baby steps. Thank you. Let me get to Jack in Alexandria, Virginia, east of the Rockies on Coast to Coast. Jack?
Good morning, Ian. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
I don't like to be one to predict things like this, but I think Fidel Castro will die this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sure. Well, I mean, you know, people get old, and that he's had ill health.
I think the question will be whether President Obama will go to his funeral or not.
Yeah, or who they would send if they don't.
Exactly.
You know, if he doesn't go, yeah. How would that rate?
Particularly in an election year.
Right. I don't know. You know, I don't know exactly how we play that. I think that's in an election year, it won't be Obama, I don't think. But there is a tradition of sending somebody. So it might be like the third undersecretary in the Department of Agriculture or something. John is in Springfield, Illinois, on a wild card line annual prediction show. Go ahead, John.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
I have two predictions. One of them is inspired by dreams that I've been having lately.
Okay.
I've been having dreams of being in an earthquake. And so I'm predicting that in 2012, there's going to be some kind of earthquake in the Midwest.
Okay, a New Madrid type of earthquake?
Yeah, I don't know what, you know, how severe or you know, I can't predict that, but I think there's going to be some kind of earthquake here.
Okay.
Also, I'm predicting that that the economy will slowly get better in 2012 and that Obama will find a way to win the election.
Well, you're one of the few people who have made that prediction tonight. I think there are there's a lot of indicators that I think that's the way that's kind of the smart money, I think, at least in terms of how the national predictions are going. If you look at the trends, that he could be hitting just at the right time he would need to just to squeak over. But the primaries are just getting started, so who knows who his competition would be. Susan, first-time caller line in Seattle, Washington. Hey, Susan. I didn't hit click that hard enough. Susan, what's your prediction for 2012? I'm great. Thank you.
Oh, good, good. My prediction is that there's going to be a major interruption with one of the satellites that's going to completely disrupt all of our communications, and there's going to be a lot of chaos for approximately 30 to 45 days or longer. I don't see a month or any particular time other than mid-year in mid 2012.
Okay. What will be the fallout from that, do you think?
You know, what I see is there is some type of the only way I know how to describe this, a boulder, could be a comet, something like that, that is going to hit a particular satellite. I have no idea which or how that even operates itself. But I have a very strong sense that is completely going to cause a lot of the chaos, the disruptions, and communication-wise, everything will go down.
Okay. Very interesting. Well, that's a prediction I haven't heard for a while. Randy is in Palmdale, California, on Coast to Coast. Randy?
Yeah, hi, Ian. How you doing?
All right. What's your prediction for 2012?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to make a very bold prediction. I predict that Hugh Hefner, the founder of the Playboy magazine.
Yep.
I predict he's going to die with a Playboy bunny sitting on his face, giving meaning.
Okay, all right. No, we're going to do that. Dan, would you do me the honors of bleeping that? Because, come on, dude. No reason to do that. Duke is in Denver, Colorado, on Coast to Coast. Duke? Duke?
I have a prediction that there's going to be an October surprise. I think there's going to be an inside job. Government is going to set off a nuke on American soil, and they're going to either blame it on the Patriot movement or they're going to blame it on Iran. And this is going to keep Obama in office.
Yeah, same prediction. I mean, I'm not trying to hit this again, but that same prediction came up over and over again. Past administrations, and that I heard that originally about Bill Clinton. I heard that about George Bush.
With Bill Clinton, it kind of sort of, I mean, Oklahoma, you know.
You think he did Oklahoma?
Well, I think the FBI and the ATF, I mean, it's pretty much well known. All the police officers in Oklahoma know they were threatened, you know, that they would be killed if they talked about it. But they pretty much know that it was the FBI and the ATF.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's move ahead to Natasha, who's in Bellingham, Washington, on Coast to Coast. Natasha?
Hi.
Hey.
So my prediction is that aliens are not going to fall from the sky and say, hi, take us, you know, to your leader or land on the White House, but they will. I have a feeling they might try and communicate with us because if they just come out of the sky, we're going to freak out. I think most people aren't ready for that. And my second one, it's kind of just hopeful that they will put an end to whaling, shark finning and dolphin killing. So,
yeah, that's hopeful. I mean, they've tried to put an end to it. You know, it's a horrible practice. The shark finning thing in particular is just so awful. I mean, there will always be people out there that, just, you know, it's a big, wide, vast ocean, and there's no laws in the middle of the ocean. So, I'm with you. I think it's awful. Wouldn't it be nice? But even if they made it illegal with penalty of death, there'd be people out there still doing it. And now I have to put on my glasses here to see if I'm reading this right. Puff in on the international line in Canada.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Glad to have you. And what's your prediction for 2012?
Oh, well, it's a bit far out, but I'm sure it'll be fine. My prediction is that aliens will come down and that one of the superpowers, be it USA, China, Russia, whatever, one of them is going to flip out and then the aliens are just going to wipe them off the map. And just that being done will bring world peace in. And also, I think for all those people who don't believe in aliens, I think like 80% of people have seen shadow people, right? I think shadow people are like their probes or whatever. And then also, I just want to say a quick shout out to my X-File bros and my Chat Tango bros.
There you go. Glad to have all the bros there with us tonight on Coast to Coast. We're going to be wrapping up, trying to get everybody in before the top of the hour. So let me move along. Is it DL in Seattle?
It is. Season's greetings to you.
And to you. So happy new year in advance. And what's your prediction for it?
Right. And my prediction for 2012 is that more people than ever before will awaken to the fact that all religions were man-created and that God did not create any religions, and that religion is one of the most debilitating things as it pertains to one's personal relationship with God. When you remove religion, it opens up the relationship in ways that you can't believe. In fact, I believe that was the message of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, otherwise known as Jesus the Christ. He went against tradition and said that his message was one of love, peace, and harmony that was to reach the entire world.
Well, of course.
If he was just preaching religion, that means he wanted the whole world to become the whole world to convert to Judaism, and I don't think that was his mission.
Well, I appreciate your. I'm not quite sure what the prediction is in there, but it seems like an opportunity for you to make a point. And I'll just respond by saying, you know, Jesus never stopped being a religious person, so it's possible to be mystical and to think outside the box and still be religious at the same time, I think. But let me go to Scott in Salt Lake City, Utah, on Coast to Coast as we're heading up toward the top of the hour. Scott?
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, my prediction is that we will have a Bigfoot elected president. or the president that's elected will end up putting his foot in his mouth.
That's a pretty good prediction. Bigfoot elected president in 2012. It could happen the way the primary is going. Eric is in Mexico, Missouri, on Coast to Coast. Is that right?
That's right. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's your prediction?
My prediction is we'll have a new attorney general by the end of the year. I think Holder's either going to have to resign or he's going to have to be fired over Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I think that the chickens may still come home to roost on that. So, yeah.
And it might be awful hard on Obama's presidency, too, for reelection.
Well, I don't know about that. I think whenever you get rid of old wood, I think if you do that before the election, I mean, I don't think anybody would be less inclined to vote for Obama if he got rid of Eric Holder. Do you?
Well, unless Obama knew about it too and is trying to hide it.
Yeah, yeah, that's always possible. We've certainly had plenty of examples of that in the past. It's kind of dark in here, and I'm a little bit further away from my computer screen. Is it Helvez in Las Vegas?
It's Gelvez, brother. Gelvez.
Okay, go ahead, Jelvis.
My prediction is by an Eskimo woman. She made this prediction many, many years ago. And she says that oil is going to be discovered in the Dead Sea by the Israelis. And this is one of the reasons why Iran and Russia is going to attack them.
To get the Israeli oil.
To get the Israeli oil. This, and the oil that they find is going to be 500 years of oil, according to her prediction.
Interesting. All right. Well, we'll know soon enough. Joe is in the Bronx as we're wrapping things up for part one of our prediction show. We'll do this again coming up tomorrow night. Joe?
Hi, how are you? Season greetings also. I predict that there will be an earthquake in New York State on January 18th, 2012.
January 18th, 2012. How big?
I'm predicting a 6.9.
Okay. And then Ron in southwestern Florida. Ron?
Yes, Ian. I predict that the stock market will drop 30% in June. It's all oil related. And if you have an astrologer there that you can contact, it's a mirror image of 1932 for 2012. I think it's going to be a worse year than 2008. And you can check it out if you have an astrologer with Saturn, Uranus, and Pluto. Mirror images of 1932.
All right. Got to move along. So I can get our last one in here from Lori in Richfield, not too far away from me. Hey, Lori.
Hey, how's it going, Ian?
Good. Got to be quick here, but go ahead.
Yep. A Marian apparition somewhere in the United States.
A Marian? Oh, you're going to get. Oh, see, I see what you're saying. So a Marian. So a vision of Mary.
A vision of Mary, Mother of God.
Sure. No, I took a second there to recognize. Well, you're not alone in that. Actually, that brings us back to the predictions from 2011, which did not come true. It was Chris who said that visionaries in Yugoslavia would see Mary and see a sign that cannot be made by man. Randy in Albuquerque said Israel hits Iran, hyperinflation and nukes go off in the U.S. Dan, you're not giving an opinion on any of this. Oh, you can't do it with the music in the background. I guess we should say. And then Lance in Atlantic City, one-third of the Obama cabinet will resign in 2011. That didn't happen. And Dave in Greenville said financial crisis and inflation. Well, we could still say we still got some of that going on. And we'll see what tomorrow night's audience predicts for 2012. I got one thought for you. Every year I'm drawn at the end of the year to look at that saying that my father used to keep in a little frame on his desk, and now I keep it on mine. It was used in the movie The King's Speech, you might remember. And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, "Give me a light that I might tread safely into the unknown." And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. This shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way." So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night. And he led me towards the hills and the breaking of day in the lone east. Maybe that's why I always still find hope. Deus te amat, and I do too.